Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We study the Acts of the Apostles, written by Luke in the New Testament. Lesson 9. The Second Missionary Journey of the Apostle Paul. Soon after their council in Jerusalem, Paul addresses Barnabas with the following suggestion. Come on, let's go on a second journey to visit all the churches we have founded. And Barnabas agrees. But at this time he wants John Mark, his cousin, to come along with them again. And Paul does not want John Mark to come with them again, because he had departed on the first journey, in the middle of the journey. And Barnabas, he is one who builds bridges from one person to another. He wants to give him a second chance. He says, well, he made a mistake, and he wants to show that it was a mistake, that he is now in a better condition. For Paul, this is no theme at all. He will not come with us, Barnabas says, and he will come with us. And in the end, they separate. And two missionary bands are formed. Paul chooses Silas, and Barnabas chooses John Mark. Goes to Cyprus, and Paul the way to the churches he has founded on his first journey. Sunday, back in Lystra. When we have a look at the map, on the small one here, starting point, the same, Antioch, and here Tarsus, the hometown of Paul, where he was born, and this time he comes from the east, so not from the south in this direction, as the red lines here, but this violet one, Derbe, Lystra. When they come to Lystra, this is the city where Paul had been stoned. And it should have been his death, of course. And there he finds a young person of a Jewish, a mother who is Jewish, but the father is Greek. And this young man, Timothy, he is just in a condition where Paul says, you come with me. And in Lystra, Timothy has seen how Paul has been stoned. Nevertheless, he wants to come with him. That's interesting, isn't it? And when they go on, now they are three in the missionary band, Paul tries to go to the north, not allowed by the Spirit. Then he wants to go to the west and southwest, not allowed. Then he comes to Troas. Now he is at the sea. You can't go on, only by boat. And there he has a vision. And it's interesting what you can read here. During the night, it's in chapter 16, verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, Come over to Macedonia and help us. This was a vision, Paul told the others. And next morning, after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia. And here it is the first time that Luke says, we. So he must have been a member of this missionary band from this time onwards. We got ready to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So Paul and his colleagues, they set out for Europe.